WJOL.
8:14, Slocum in the morning on 1340 WJOL. Mayor of the City of Joliet is Bob Odekirk. Nice enough to call in this morning on the Turk Furniture Studio Line. Mayor, thanks for coming on. Your comments first on the resignation last night. WJOL reporting this morning that Steve Jones issued a letter to the city council members, and I'm sure you as well, that he will be stepping down August 7th as interim city manager. Did that come as a surprise to you?
Good morning, Scott. No, it didn't. We have been having discussions internally for some time about making a change there. Obviously, the council wants to do another nationwide search, so that's going to happen. But I had already, and I spoke with Councilman Mudrin, we had talked to employees internally about stepping up and filling that role in the short term, and that was basically where the conversation was last night. And after the news of Mr. Jones came in, that we will find someone internally to do the job for the next few months and have the nationwide search go on. So no, I can't say the shock at all. And quite frankly, once he retired, I think back in February, I was outspoken, and so were others, about the arrangement, the special arrangement with the contractual employee who doesn't work for the city, but yet he's running the city. There were issues that I had and others had with it. So it was something we had been discussing internally.
You have been very critical of him publicly lately as well.
I guess you have to be specific, but I was very critical of that contract. You know, to have, obviously, no one foresaw COVID coming or the financial issues that we and every other city are having. But to have a guy with this arrangement that's never been done for any other Joliet employee, collected a pension and a couple $100,000 on top of that, and the city spending another $70,000 to pay to a firm to hire Mr. Jones, who was already an employee here, it wasn't right. And you know, he's going into negotiations with the unions, talking about layoffs or givebacks. It wasn't playing well with anyone internally, and understandably. So, I don't want to dredge up every negative thing that did happen. No, there were things that I didn't agree with, and I was outspoken about it. I didn't think the arrangement was right. I thought that I urged the council several times publicly and privately to make a change, and now, you know, that's going to happen now.
Will you and the council allow him to stay through his date of August 7th, or will you ask him to leave sooner?
I don't know if that's a hard date, but whoever steps up for the next couple months probably would want to work with Mr. Jones to get up to speed. So I would defer to whoever that person's going to be and ask them when they feel comfortable. So, if it was August 7th, then that is probably what should happen.
Mayor of Joliet, Bob Odekirk, joining us on 1340 WJ. Well, Mayor, just a blanket question here, and let me give you some examples. People in Joliet right now listen, they read, they follow on JVTV or city council meetings. They want to know what is going on. I mean, of all the things on your plate right now, we have the Lurie video. We have, you know, the Shanahan situation. Elwood's got a lawsuit against the city of Joliet. You got the civil lawsuit probably coming against what happened on May 31st on West Jefferson Street. Illinois State Police investigation into that night. We have all kinds of other things happening as well. People from the outside that just hear us talk about it or read about it or watch it on cable television, they want to know what's going on.
Well, you asked a lot there, but the Elwood lawsuit, I'm not concerned about.
Well, no, real quick, we can break it down to specifics, but just generally speaking, it looks like things are out of control.
I don't want to point fingers. I thought we had a productive executive session after the meeting last night trying to bring the council together. The reality is this. I had been mayor 4 years. There were none of these issues. The infighting, the Mudrin 5, or the arguments on the council. About a year ago, when a decision was made behind closed doors to fire Marty Shanahan as the interim city manager, there was a breakdown on the council. It has not healed. I think some of us feel that their people have not been honest or forthcoming about what the motivation was or why they did what they did. And it just has gotten worse and worse. And certainly firing Marty Shanahan as the city attorney was probably the coup de grace for some of the people on the council. It was wrong. It was flat out wrong. And to allow an interim city manager who's not a city employee to do that and ruin someone's career was wrong. And these things need to be rectified. They need to be made right. There's other issues. There's things, unfortunately, I can't talk about. There's things that were exposed to us for the first time last night. There's no secret, Scott. There's been an issue with the police department. Marty Shanahan recognized it. He brought it forward to the council. He gave specific examples. He said, I need to make changes, and he was fired subsequently, and it hasn't gotten better. So I'm going to urge, I'm not going to attack anyone, I'm going to urge all nine of us to recognize what's happening, to be responsible, and to start taking the right action. It started a year ago, and the person was fired for doing it, and I think you're seeing the results of that now.
Mayor, if I talk to some folks on the other side or people within the police department, they would say the exact opposite of what you just said. They would say that you are the one fanning the flames, that you are the one trying to serve personal agendas. What would your response to them be?
Well, yeah, I've heard that. It's not true. And look, it's not me, Scott, or not just me. Everybody who has spoken out or spoken up gets attacked. Joe Clement, Dave Jackson, Marty Shanahan, Officer Socha, Javier Escueda. There's a pattern here. Everybody who has stepped up and said, wait a minute, this isn't right, or wait a minute, I saw something that's not right, it's not going on, gets attacked, and it needs to stop. And this is one of the things that was talked about last night. I cannot fathom why anyone thought Officer Escueda putting him on administrative leave was the right thing to do. Under any circumstances, that the right thing to do was to go after the guy who stepped up and said, wait a minute, there's something
wrong. Did he break the
here.
Law by releasing a video, though?
I don't know. I don't know if he broke the law, but there is, you know, there's policy in the police department about requiring officers to speak up when they see something wrong that's going on. And you know, I'm not going to go too far down that road because I've called for an investigation. I could tell you, Scott, internally, the things that have happened here that should not have happened and that I cannot understand or explain. And the answers I've gotten from a couple different individuals are ridiculous. So, you know, I'll give you an example. When I first turned to the tape, and I went to the legal department, the city manager. I said, are you guys aware of this tape? No one knew what I was talking about. That's ridiculous. The legal department had been kept completely out of the loop for the last 6 months and had no idea that this tape even existed. Is outrageous. It should never happen. I saw the tape. I went and got the city manager, said, you need to watch this. We watched it together. I called a meeting with the Corporation Council and the city manager, and the first thing I was told in that meeting by Mr. Jones was, this is a personnel matter. It's none of your business. Then it was a fight to get the tape, to allow the tape to be played to the rest of the city council. I had a fight for that. So, again, I don't want to go too far down that road, but these things, it's just not going to stand with me. I'm not going to sit back. If something bad has happened here, we need to deal with it. I'm not going to be part of a cover-up. I'm not going to be part of a lie. And, you know, people can attack me, and they have been, and they're going to continue to attack me for it, but I'm not changing my position. And none of the other names that I mentioned, I don't think any of those people would either. No matter what attack or what's been lobbed at them, they're all standing their ground and say, no, I'm doing the right thing.
Talking to the mayor of the city of Joliet, Bob Odenkirk. Again, this is a he said thing. And people, Bob, also, you made a comment at the top of our interview here today that for the first 4 years of your tenure as mayor of the city of Joliet, everything worked well. Well, you have to admit, though, at that time, you had the majority on the board. And if you asked some of the people that were on the other side, they would tell you, I'm sure, that you got everything you wanted, so you were happy and in a good mood, that once you didn't start getting everything you wanted, that's when you started to fire on people. What would your response to that be?
Well, I think it's fair, but what I would point out, and I've said this to them, is if somebody felt that way, they should have stepped up and said something. And certainly during the last election, if somebody felt that the people of Joliet were not happy with the direction the city was going or not happy with me as mayor, then they certainly should have ran on that. They should have told people, hey, look, vote for me. I'm gonna start disrupting the mayor. I'm gonna cause problems on the council. I'm gonna start saying no to everything. No one said that. Everybody who ran for that election pointed to all the success of the first 4 years, all the economic development, all the good things were happening, and they all took credit for it. So, you know, if that was their position or opinion that they were gonna be an obstructionist, they should have told the people that when they were running for office. No one running for office, no incumbent, or no one coming in from the outside was saying that. So, yeah, I would, or quite frankly, someone should have ran against me as mayor if they thought I was doing something wrong, or they didn't like the job I was doing, or the way I was leading the council, then they should have stepped up and ran for the job, and no one was willing to do that. So to get elected under false pretenses, and then to cause this type of disruption on the council, I would argue it was dishonest, and it's wrong, and it needs to stop. And I really want to be, I want to be clear, I'm not attacking anybody this morning. We need, the nine of us need to work together. There are crises that our city are facing, and the personal agendas and the politics need to stop. And it starts with me. I'm not pointing a finger at anyone. I'm starting with myself, urging the other eight to do the same.
Because I got to tell you, Bob, it looks bad. I mean, people are looking at the city of Joliet, and they're shaking their head going, what in the hell is going on? It's a you-know-what show. So this is a good start, moving in that direction. I'm glad to hear you say that.
Scott, it does. I mean, it's been a year, the city manager mess, and there's no end in sight. I'm trying to be conciliatory. I've said privately and then publicly the last few weeks, pick somebody. I will support them. I you know, the infighting and the back and forth and arguing about ordinances, and it's just enough. We need to put this behind us. So again, I want to make clear, this is not an attack on anybody, but I'm urging the other eight to get on board. Yeah, if you saw the meeting last night, the whole letter fiasco, nine people agreed a week ago to write a letter and call for an outside investigation. And that turned into the blank show you're talking about. Four signed the letter, five won't, all sorts of different reasons. They're claiming the letter got changed. Councilman Mudrin took exception with some of the language, so I took it out to appease Councilman Mudrin. And then Councilman Turk says he won't sign the letter because it's not the one Councilman Mudrin saw. And then Councilman Dickinson says, well, this is different than what Councilman Turk told me. I mean, it's insane. I couldn't even get nine people to sign a letter that everyone agreed to write. So, again, that needs to stop. And you know, I'll do my part. Everyone else needs to step up and do theirs.
Okay. You probably can't comment, but have you heard anything from the Illinois State Police regarding the night of May 31st?
Yeah, I'm supposed to speak with them next week. I know they've talked to different witnesses, and I'm going to speak with them on next week.
Okay, and your thoughts about Victor and Jamal not being charged by the Will County State's attorney, did that surprise you?
No, I was surprised that they would have been if the investigation is ongoing. You know, personally, Scott, I think I spoke pretty clearly about why I did that night and why I did it.
Yeah.
For me, that's kind of where it ended. I wasn't going to allow myself to be hacked. But those two, you know, I don't have any personal animus against them. And the state's attorney can make the decision. It's his job. It's not up to me to make those decisions.
Joliet Mayor Bob Odenkirk, thank you very much, sir, for coming on today and explaining what's going on.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Anytime. That's the mayor of the city of Joliet, Bob Odenkirk.